The AccuWeather forecast says it'll be turning partly cloudy. We'll have a high near 70. Last night, the Kenosha City Council approved a resolution that allows the city to apply for more than a $4.7 million HUD loan to help fund a proposed super fire station at the former Bain School location. It was developed by the fire department's command staff, that plan. It includes closing two stations in favor of the new site at 52nd Street and 22nd Avenue. Alderman Jan Makowski urged the city officials to hold a public hearing on this proposal. Said a lot of people really just don't understand it.
I would like to recommend that the city at least holds not a public hearing as part of a committee meeting where people don't know what's coming up, but something that, you know, advertised, perhaps let people know, this is it, this is the situation, this is why, these are the whys and the wherefores, so that people can be sold on the idea, because right now a lot of my constituents are not really sold on the idea.
But Alderman Scott Gordon said the plan is good for the entire city.
Now, change is hard for a lot of people, especially in this town, but sometimes change is good. And clearly in this case, this change is good, and I will support it tonight. And I will continue to support this moving forward.
Alderman David Bogdala said the loan is an efficient way to implement the fire department's plan. A contract with the city of Racine for a Bell Urban System bus service in the village of Caledonia for next year at a cost of $30,400, same as this year, okayed by the Board of Trustees last night. The board also approved a variance for constructing a garage that will be 140 square feet larger than is allowed by village ordinance.
The owner would like to use that structure for a hobby shop. He has a very unique hobby in regarding restoring vintage sailplanes, which is what he's using it for. And then just so that everyone is aware, the owner has signed the village waiver in regards to commercial use for personal use only.
Village engineer Tony Bunkelman said that neighbors to Robert Helland apparently have no trouble with it as personal use. The variance approved without discussion. And Caledonia officials inviting the public to an October 15th open house at Fire Station 12, which is at 5 Mile Road and Douglas Avenue, for Safety Day activities. That'll be 10 in the morning until 2 in the afternoon. A contract with Racine-based A.W. Oaks & Son to begin the cleanup on a portion of the Chrysler engine plant site in Kenosha, okayed by the City Council last night, a $6.2 million project. It'll involve the remediation of the remainder of the polluted soil at that location. Of the 515 fastest-growing cities in the country, 8 of them are in Wisconsin. Financial website WalletHub, looking at data from 2009 to 2015, things like overall population growth, unemployment rate decreases, and the growth in the college-educated population. Kenosha came in number 420 on the list, Racine 449th, Milwaukee 468th. The state of Illinois cutting business ties with the troubled Wells Fargo Bank, at least for a while.
State Treasurer Mike Frerichs announced that his office is imposing a one-year moratorium on doing business with Wells Fargo in protest of the bank's fake accounts scandal.
Wells Fargo is a big financial player in Illinois, and I hope to send the message that their unscrupulous practices are not welcomed and will not be tolerated.
Frerichs' move suspends about $30 billion in business with Wells Fargo. Chicago City Treasurer Kurt Summers says the city is pulling some $25 million from Wells Fargo, and the city council will consider a more extensive divestiture. David Stewart, NBC News Radio, Chicago.
Our AccuWeather forecast coming up. Well, early voting is now underway around southeast Wisconsin, not all parts just yet, but several areas and early returns show that a number of people are taking advantage to avoid long lines that are expected November the 8th. City of Kenosha Clerk Deborah Salas, for instance, reporting a few hundred early voters Monday at the municipal building, while she says the key to making this all work is the staff, and they went through a lot of preparation, which is the same message that'll be told by other municipal clerks. Early voters need to remember, though, bring a valid ID. Call ahead if you have any questions, or at least check out your municipality's website. A couple of informational meetings scheduled in Burlington to allow residents there to get more details about that community pool advisory referendum that's on the ballot November 8th. Voters are going to be asked if the city should be allowed to borrow up to $5.4 million to finance construction of a new pool. Presenters going to include representatives from Ayers & Associates, the firm that designed the pool, along with officials from the city and the community pool board. That first informational session is coming up tomorrow evening, 6 p.m., Burlington High School's auditorium. 6 to 8 o'clock is what it's billed for. Also another meeting on October the 24th. 1 year in the Racine County Jail, 5 years on probation, the sentence from Racine County Judge Mark Nielsen for 31-year-old Samuel V. Johnson. He pled guilty to the April 2015 attempted robbery of the neighborhood pantry store at 6th Street and Memorial Drive. Police reports indicate the offender was dressed in all black and wore a black plastic bag over his face. Johnson warned by Judge Nielsen that if he violates the terms of his probation, a 3-year state sentence could be imposed. Among the other sentencing conditions, Johnson has to write a letter of apology. High schools in Wisconsin where officials may want to drug test certain students, those schools ought to be able to apply for help in paying for it with grant money from the state. That's according to West Bend Republican Senator Dewey Strobel.
Part of the process when they do detect someone has been using is the first thing isn't the authorities, but it's help for these kids and notifying parents so they're aware of what's going on. And then really it's up to the families and up to the parents or up to the schools how they want to deal with that.
Under current law, schools can only test students involved in sports or other extracurricular activities. This afternoon at 4:30 on the Todd Ware Center at Carthage College, Mark Chancy, a widely published expert on constitutional, political, and academic issues related to the study of religion in public schools, will give a presentation. It's titled The Religious Literacy, Religious Liberty, and Bible in American Schools. It's a free event open to the public, no advance registration required. Burlington's Common Council meeting at 6:30 tonight in Committee of the Whole before their regular meeting. The agenda includes consideration of a 5-year financial management plan that would address areas like tax incremental funding, infrastructure and other fund deficiencies, water and sewer rates, along with capital and general fund needs. There's also discussion about the fire department applying for self-contained breathing apparatus through the Assistance to Firefighters grant program. Staff is recommending a joint application with the town of Burlington for more than $300,000 worth of equipment. The almost $19,500 local cost would be evenly split. And there's a memorandum of understanding to be decided regarding the Burlington Dog Park in the 400 block of South Calumet Street. The transfer of a lease for a city-owned parking lot next to the Best Western Harborside Inn in Kenosha, approved by the City Council last night, in the hope that it'll help to finalize the sale of that troubled motel to new owners. Negotiations for the sale have been ongoing for weeks now. Alderman John Fox says it's important that the ability to transfer the lease to the new owners be granted. Alderman Daniel Przanski said that the current owner of the motel not exactly been stellar in keeping up the parking area.
These parking spots are contingent upon being able to sell this building. The new owners and the bank need to know that they have this parking available to them so that they can go forward with the sale. I would say let's do nothing to stand in that way of getting this property, this valuable piece of property, out of the hands of the current ownership and into some new hands and move the city forward.
After receiving assurances from the prospective buyers that they will work with the neighbors who want to use that lot, Kenosha Alderman voted unanimously to approve the transfer of the lease. Yahoo overhauling its app so that users can become more social. Here's Sierra Crawford.
The revamped app, now called Yahoo Newsroom, offers a general news feed in more than 200 specialized channels that users can choose to follow on topics like a favorite celebrity, political issue, or breaking news event. The move comes as Yahoo prepares to join a staple of internet properties owned by Verizon. The telecommunications giant is buying the struggling internet company for more than $4 billion. I'm Sierra Crawford.
Starting tomorrow, the State Department of Transportation will begin a series of turn lane closures at the intersection of Highways 165 and 31 in Pleasant Prairie. Now, these are expected to continue until later this fall. The first to involve both left turn lanes from eastbound Highway 165 to northbound Highway 31 and the right turn lane from westbound 165 to northbound 31. Closures are necessary to complete grading, storm sewer, and paving operations for the Highway 165 rehab project. Kenosha Mayor John Antaramian presenting his proposed 2017 budget to the City Council last night, called it a difficult creation because of the constraints imposed by the state.
Very frustrating in the sense of how the state has created problems for how the municipality's budget, and we're going to have to work very hard next year to work with the state to see if we can modify some of the rules that they have put in that make it difficult for local governments to govern in a rational way.
In brief remarks to the alderman at the end of a 3-hour meeting last night, the mayor said that this budget, well, it places emphasis on infrastructure.
As I have talked to all of you, I know the importance of roads to all of you as to what's been going on in the community, as there's a great deal of funds that have been targeted to the infrastructure for the city.
He said the operating budget also contains a $1 million increase. The council's various committees will now review the document. A presentation to the Finance Committee set for November 8th, the final vote of the council, November 15th. And award-winning evolutionary biologist and author Sean Carroll giving a presentation tomorrow at Carthage College based on his new book that's titled The Serengeti Rules, The Quest to Discover How Life Works and Why It Matters. It'll be at 5 p.m. the Campbell Student Union Auditorium, free admission, no advance registration needed. Carroll is the Vice President for Science Education at the Howard Hughes Medical Institute and a professor of molecular biology and genetics at UW-Madison. He'll be staying afterward to sign copies of his book. Racine's Redevelopment Authority learned that at least five developers are interested in the former Case Plowworks building at 615 Marquette Street. And with a revised procedure may come better chances for a sale, at least more developer interest, but also maybe some valuable market data privately paid for. City Development Director Amy Connolly, based on documentation with her most previous work in Illinois, presenting an outline to the group that for what will be called Request for Qualifications.
We're going to send this out to as many people as we possibly can, because we really do think it would get a lot of developer interest if they know they're not going to have to spend $20,000 doing an architectural plan, but they can just come and look at the building and do some financial analysis and see where they stand.
She indicated the selection process for the developer could be whittled down to maybe two or three finalists for interviews, ratings of each, and then a recommendation. New RDA member John Crimmings, a veteran in the local real estate market, wondered about the ability of developers to study the market for such a project that they're looking at with a revised selection process. Kenosha City Council approves an agreement with Rash Construction to fix the cracks in the newly renovated velodrome, but not before there was an attempt to delay the vote for 2 weeks, which failed, and 45 minutes of discussion behind closed doors. The bike racing track, of course, supposed to have opened back in the spring after complete reconstruction. Cracks, though, appeared in the concrete surface, which delayed the operation. Alderman Daniel Przanski says approving the agreement, that is the right thing to do.
I do appreciate my colleagues looking into and exploring every option as to where some problems may have occurred in the design or in the materials or in the engineering of this project. The fact of the matter is sometimes these things happen, and I think what's really important is how we respond to how those things happen and get this velodrome open.
The settlement vote, 13-1, Alderman David Bogdala, the lone dissenter. This coming Saturday, the annual 1st Congressional District Republican Party Fund Fest. It had been planned for an apple orchard near the Bong Recreational Area in Kenosha County. That location has now been changed to the Walworth County Fairgrounds. Bigger digs for potentially a bigger crowd. The campaign for Donald Trump confirming on Monday he'll make a Wisconsin appearance this Saturday. The flyer for the Fund Fest event now has him among the invited guests. Confirmed to be in attendance, House Speaker Paul Ryan, Senator Ron Johnson, and Governor Walker, to name a few. Our AccuWeather forecast coming up. I'm Tom Cargo, WRJN News.